This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
People often are very quick to pull out their phones while they are doing their Umrah, while they are doing their Hajj, and they begin to take pictures. And the worst of them are the selfies that are taken when a person is doing his tawaf around the Kaaba. My brothers and sisters in Islam, not only does that play with your intention and your sincerity, but it also can perhaps actually nullify and cancel out your tawaf. Because the ulama, rahimahumullah, they said that the qibla of tawaf is to give the Kaaba your left side, right? And that's because the heart is closer to the left. Wallahu alam, some ulama mentioned some kind of wisdoms, but the idea is your left side is supposed to be the Kaaba all the time when you make your tawaf. So those who take selfies, they give their back to the Kaaba and they take a picture like this. And according to some opinions of the scholars, this type of tawaf is nullified. A person will have to repeat the 7 again from the beginning. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. How many people fall in this and they have no clue what they're doing? So this selfie and camera thing not only can jeopardize your Hajj, your Umrah, your Tawaf, but it's going to play a lot with your sincerity and your intention. There's no need for memories. There is no need to, I took a picture for memories. This is what the shaitan says. He convinces you that this picture is for memories. Tayyib, it's for memories. Why is it then posted? Why is it then put on the status? Why is it then uploaded to your stories? Why? Maybe it was your memory. Why did you post it up for? Even this is a problem that needs to be addressed. And I would like that all of us, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, are able to achieve a sincere umrah. And I tell you, cameras are not going to help in sincerity. And even worse than this are people that record themselves and they say, here it is, I'm recording myself viewing the Kaaba for the very first time. And then he begins to cry and he's tearing. And what's this? Why are you filming yourself tearing for the first time when you saw the Kaaba? This is supposed to be a moment between you and Allah Azza wa Jal, not between you and TikTok and the people that's on it, not between you and Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp and whatever it is. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, from the 7 categories, one of these categories, a person that is shaded in the shade of Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment, is a person who remembered Allah in solitude and then he began to cry. So when you record yourself, that's not solitude. That's out for the entire world to see. So do not destroy your Hajj and your Umrah and your sincerity because of these matters. Keep that phone away. Keep it away. Keep it in the room, in the hotel. Pack it up. You don't need it when you're doing your Hajj and your Umrah because this is a worship. It's like you're in Salat. Would you take out your phone when you're in Salat and take a picture as you're praying? You wouldn't do that. So what's different when you're doing Al-Umrah and you're doing Al-Hajj and when you're doing Al-Tawaf? When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Al-Tawaf is like Salat, except that Allah Azza wa Jal allowed for you to speak in it. That's the only difference, that we can talk in Al-Tawaf, whereas in Al-Salat we cannot talk. And this is why Al-Ulama conditioned that you're supposed to have wudu when you do Al-Tawaf. And if your wudu broke, you have to go out, make wudu and come back in. So it only makes sense that you keep that phone packed away and no pictures, unless you're using it to read a specific dua when you're going around. There's no specific dua for a tawaf, but if you got a list of dua that you want to make as you're doing tawaf, then there's no problem. Or you're reading Quran and you're making some adhkar, there's no issue to bring out the phone to help you in that matter.